Good morning. We're doing the Navi Yeshayah. We're up to what they call the 45th chapter, the 5th Pasuk. The Navi is addressing the future king, Koresh, who would be king over the Persian Mede Empire. And he is charged with the responsibility of sending the Jewish people to rebuild the second Beit HaMikdash, the second temple. The Navi is going to address Koresh. And the words of the Navi will stay with us till today. Not only as all prophets stay with us till today, all prophecies that were written, recorded, but specifically in our tefillah, this morning we said, Yotzer Or Vorei Choshech. And those are words we are going to learn today that the Navi uses to address Koresh. In his description of the Ribon Shel Olam, that Hashem is master of the world, he will describe Hashem as the one who forms light, creates darkness. Good and bad all come from Hashem. He is the one in charge of what happens in the world. In order to better understand what is really going to take place in the prophecy we will learn today, I want us to learn an introduction written by the Malbim. I think this also will help us understand our tefillah in the morning, Yotzer Or Vorei Choshech. So the Malbim writes as follows. Among the Persian nation, Ben Am Paras, among the Persian nation, Hitpashta Be'etayi Emunat Hashniyot. What spread at that time was the belief of duality. Shayu Umrim, they say there are two beginnings to the world. There are two gods, two deities. One created light, existence, and all that is good. And the second deity, is the source of darkness, and lacking, and evil. And they would say that these two sources, these two beginnings, they overlap almost like the Chinese yin and yang, right? You have that circle, black and white. So this idea of two forces is really an idea that stems back to the Persian Mede Empire, what's called Zoroastrianism, the belief in two forces. And they believed there was they bordered upon one another. Sometimes the force of light wins, sometimes the force of darkness wins. And ultimately, the force of darkness will win, they believed. That's what they believed. And they believed that both forces were active forces. It's not that darkness is passive, the lack of light, but rather darkness is active. Death is not the lack of life, but rather death is the connection to that force of death. Two forces in the world. There's a force pulling towards life, a force pulling towards death. And so they believe that when one dies, then he more fully connects to that other force. So this was their belief.
Death is evil?
Join with evil, I guess. What we would say evil. They don't make that what they would say.
I don't know. What they called it Ra. I don't know if they thought death was connecting with evil. I don't know. They believed that these two opposing forces were like hot and cold. Today we view cold as the lack of heat. But they viewed it as cold is a force that acts and heat is a force that acts. Now, their focus was, it cannot be that the same God who created life created death. The same God who created light created darkness. There must be two forces acting in the world. And that's why they said, one force is good and only good and everything stems from that force. The other force is evil and bad and decay and everything comes from that, bad comes from that force. So we tell them the two are not opposing. Darkness, death, evil is the lack of light, life, and good. and don't make them into their own creation, but rather they are the lack of creation. So this is the declaration that the Navi will tell them. We now understand why this declaration was included in the Tefillah, which was composed during this time period. The men of the Great Assembly is the time period of Koresh. So they establish for us a blessing that introduces Kriyat Shema that contends with the philosophy of the time. So the men of the Great Assembly institute for us till today this declaration that Hashem is Yotzero Uvorei Choshech. It all stems from Him. We make the same declaration at night. Umavir Yom, Umevi Laila. Hashem is the one who caused the day to pass and the night to come. The Zoroastrians believed that day was by one creator and night was made by another creator. Half a year they worshipped the powers of light, half a year they worshipped the powers of darkness. Now we come to our psukim. Now that we know this picture of how they viewed the world and what the Navi is contending with, we continue. Ani Adonai V'yeinod. Hashem says, I am the creator of the world. Here we have the Tetragrammaton, which the root of the Tetragrammaton is the word Hoveh, existent. Only it has the Yud in the beginning, which indicates active. Hashem actively creates all existence. And says, Hashem Einod, no one else. Zulati Ein Elohim. Other than me, there is no deity, there is no force. Azercha v'lo yedatani. I will help you, says Hashem, but you don't know me. You don't know me, because I've given you the responsibility to lead the building of the second Beit HaMikdash, and you stayed back. You said, whoever wants to go is invited to go, is given license to go. Leman yedeu. The reason I'm doing this, I'm telling you in advance, your duties, says Hashem to the Navi Koresh, is so that the world will know. Mimizrach shemesh umima arava. From the rising of the sun, which you believe is one force, to the setting of the sun, which you believe is another force, the whole world should know, ki efes bil adai, that there are no forces other than me. Ani Adonai ve'einod. I'm the creator, there are none but me. And here we see this concept play itself out on multiple levels. The Jewish people suffered the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash and the exile, destructive forces. The Zoroastrians would believe that came from the forces of destruction. And now they're supposed to have a renaissance, rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, supposed to be the forces of light. Hashem says, before the destruction happens, I'm already telling you, there will be a destruction, there will be a rebuilding. I am behind the destruction, I am behind the rebuilding, and I am charging Koresh with the task of rebuilding the Beit HaMikdash. I'm the only force here, says Hashem. Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech. I formed light, I created darkness. Oseh Shalom Uvorei Ra. I'm the one that makes peace. I'm the one who created evil. Hashem says, Uvorei Ra. I created that which is evil, that which is bad. Ani Adonai Oseh Chol Eile. I am Hashem, I am Oseh Chol Eile. I've made all of these. Borei Choshech, Borei Ra. Hashem says, I made it bad for the Babylonians. I allowed you, Koresh, to conquer the Babylonians. If we connect this reading with what we learned in Jewish history, we learned that the Persian Medes felt they were defeated. It was only when they heard of the prophecy of Daniel, that night the writing had appeared on the wall, it was only then that they were rejuvenated and they said, okay, if the Jewish God is on our side, then we can win. And they continued their attack. Hashem says, yeah, it's me. I'm the one who destroyed Babylon. Har'ifu shamayim mimal. I want the heavens to drip of honesty, of righteousness from above. Ushchakim yizelu tzedek. The heights, the clouds, they should all be dripping of righteousness, of honesty. Hashem says, I want the salvation to come for the Jewish people, and it will be as though from above and from below there will be a declaration, this is what's supposed to happen. Tiftach eretz v'yifru yesha. The ground will open up, and what will grow will be salvation. Again, poetic form of Yeshaya. The heavens, instead of giving rain, will give forth righteousness. The ground, instead of giving fruit, will open up and give forth salvation. Utzdakah tatzmiach yachad. Together with the righteousness will come out a kindness, a charity that will grow from the ground. Here we see, it would seem, that the Navi is referring to what happens with the redemption of the Jewish people. Did it happen from above? Did it happen from below? Was it a miraculous hand that appeared and wrote on the wall, and because of that the Jewish people were able to go back and rebuild the Beit HaMikdash? That hand that suddenly miraculously appeared caused the downfall of Babylon and the Jewish people to ascend to Israel? Or did it come from below? You have a Mordechai, you have an Esther, you have an Esther giving birth to a child named Koresh who will be the king to let us go back. You have a Koresh who decides, I'm letting the Jews go back. You have a Nehemiah, the butler of the king, who tells the king, I'm very upset because my people are in dire straits, you have to let me go, I'd appreciate if you let me go rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. Is it from above, is it from below? The Navi says it's both. From above and below, Ani Hashem Birativ. Hashem says, but I want you to know, this whole plan of above and below, I've created all of that. Yes?
Is this also talking about, there's like a midrashim that the second temple was swallowed up, and that's going to...
Don't know that.